And just like that, it was all over.
Yes, we're back. Well, that made me sound like I was being really down there. We're back at the BEF, everyone. Hooray! But yes, our European tour is at an end. So we are back in our offices today.
Firmly back down to reality with a bump.
With a bump. It's worth saying, I mean, we had hoped to record our last podcast diary out in Lemoolan, but it was nuts at the end. Now, the reason it was nuts is a good reason. It's because Team GBR won silver, which was a phenomenal performance, I think, and we'll get to that in a second. But it was pretty nuts for both of us after that.
It was, yes. It was medal ceremony, interviews with the BBC, photo pictures for us, and then literally sprinting to the airport.
And then, yes, sprinting to the airport,
and then
is right, yeah.
All kinds of airport carnage because of the problems with air traffic control in France that meant that the airport was, yeah, not running at its usual German efficiency.
No, it wasn't. So let's talk about yesterday's action. So as things stood, and I'm sure people will know this because they'll have been following it. It was, as we told you many times, it was available on the BBC Red Button, and there was also a highlight show on BBC Two with Claire Balding.
If you missed it, catch up on iPlayer.
There you go. So we began... Or Team GBR began the day in silver medal position. And obviously we had unfortunately lost Laura Collett. She'd been eliminated during the cross country. But our other five riders, including our four team riders, were all still competing. And the first one up was in the morning session.
Well, the first thing actually was the trot up.
Oh, we had the trot up, yes.
You always forget the trot up.
I do forget the trot up, you're quite right. Trot up. So what happened at the trot up then, Rachel?
Well, as we've said already, the second horse inspection is always a little bit of a hold your breath moment, because after the exertions of cross country, you do get horses that don't make it through to the final day, either because they are not presented to the grand jury that morning or because the grand jury don't accept them. And it did happen to several other nations. They lost team riders or individual riders. Luckily for us, we didn't. All our horses flew through. Special shout out here to the grooms who will have been up all night icing those horses, looking after them, pampering to them inch of their lives to make sure that they came to that trot up fit, sound and looking perfect.
It is, yeah. No, you're right to bring that up, because it is an important part there that's being played, because the last thing you would need as a team is to be in silver medal position, then suddenly for one of your riders' horses to be spun, to not be able to compete on the final day's phase in the show jumping. So, yeah, no, it's an important point to bring up. Okay, so good news was all of our horses, including our individual rider Kitty, got through. And so the show jumping began. And the first of our riders to go round the show jumping arena was... Tina Cook. Tina Cook was first round. And now, we all know Tina was disappointed with what happened on the cross country. I think we said in the cross country podcast that we did that none of us could work out what had happened where she'd had a run out there.
Yeah, basically it was the final skinny arrowhead on one of the water complexes, and the horse just seemed to not read the fence and went straight past it.
Yes, so if the horse wasn't behaving themselves on that day...
Well, I think it was less of... It's not that he wasn't behaving himself, he just didn't understand what the question was.
Oh, right, okay. So if the horse didn't understand what the question was on that day, then the horse was performing magnificently on Sunday in the show jumping, because Tina went round clear.
She did. She did an excellent job, went in there... Got the goods, clear round, inside the time, just what we want to start the day.
Absolutely what we wanted, and I managed to catch up with Tina just after she'd come out of the arena. You went round all clear, you can't go better than all clear. I know you were frustrated yesterday, but, you know, no complaints today. That was superb.
No, he's a fantastic show jumping horse, and he has for a nervous, insecure horse, he has a very good record, jumping clear rounds, going into these big stadiums. So barring a complete mess up by myself, he's a very reliable horse on the final phase, which is why it's frustrating for me. You know, I've been to enough championships now, I'd be like to be fighting for an individual medal because of he's a good show jumper. But his overall performance, if I actually take a deep breath and look back on it, you know, he's done a good job. He's gone very well. He's proved himself to be very solid in his performances. And just bar one blip cross country, which was so unlike him, I have no explanation to it, because he's never made a mistake like that before. So they're horses, they're animals, and it was a mistake. It's frustrating for me, but I have to look at the bigger picture.
So just looking at the bigger picture, how do you assess how it's been here in Limoulin, and what's your experience been like? That I'm talking competition, I'm talking everything. How's it been for you?
I think it's been fantastic. They held competitions here every year. The facilities are fantastic. The cross country, when I walked it, I thought would cause more trouble, but the standard of horses and riders that are here, it's a really top level. So, you know, generally horses have jumped well and performed well, been very accommodating. It's been a competitive competition, and it will be to the very end.
You're getting rather a hang of this interview, Malarkey, aren't you?
Yes, I might have a future in it, or I might not. Who knows? So that then took us. That was, as far as the morning session was concerned, Tina was our only rider, because of course they go in reverse order. So we had, I'm going to say, quite. Didn't we have three of our riders in the top 10? I think you don't know. Okay.
We did. Yes, we had Kitty in 10th, Piggy in 9th, and Oliver in 5th.
Good knowledge. Well done. Okay. Helped me out there enormously. So the next of our riders to go in the afternoon session, after we'd had a demonstration by Birds of Prey, which was particularly worrying when I was outside talking to someone else, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this owl talons out, swoop literally feet above our heads. Fright of my life. And then you sort of spot the bloke with the massive glove who's sort of running towards you and say, "Don't worry, it is my little baby owl." Didn't look like a baby at all. Look, massive thing with its talons. But anyway, yeah, so they had a demonstration by those birds, and then it was time for
Pippa Funnel.
And how did Pippa do?
Well, Pippa went in, they did a very good job of it, but she did have one down.
Yes, she did, yeah. But I think it's been, it was a particularly strong performance from Pippa over the three disciplines. The standout, obviously, was her role as the pathfinder in the cross country. What an amazing performance that was. I think that will be one of my highlights of the entire championship, was her. Apart from anything else, it was the impact that I saw that had on the rest of the team when she went round clear. Just great stuff from Pippa. And after Pippa, we then had
Kitty King.
I'm glad that you're remembering the order here, because it's all vanishing from my head. Kitty, I think you and I will probably agree, has put in one of the performances as far as our team was concerned, didn't she?
She was brilliant. Now, obviously, we should point out she was the individual on the team. She wasn't competing for a team medal. But she finished best of the Brits in Limoulin.
She did. 7th?
Seventh. Finished 7th. Obviously, she'd been 10th overnight, rose up to 7th thanks to a brilliant clear round. And I know she'd had a few little niggles in the week that she was a little bit disappointed with, because there had been a slight mistake in their dressage test, and then she'd picked up a couple of time penalties the day before over cross country. She was positive about the whole thing and very happy with it, but there were just those few little things that she'd rather not happen. But to go around that show jumping course, pick up a clear round, and yeah, she was over the moon with it. And that horse has been a little star all week. I've said it before, he's quite young. He's had a brilliant, brilliant season. He's pulled out result after result after result. But he's young and he's green, and he's still, you know, learning and what the job involves. And it's his first championships, and I don't think it'll be his last.
No. And so straight after Kitty had rode, it was time for Piggy French, who, of course, has been having a great year. And how did she do in her show jumping?
It was another pole down for her.
Unfortunate.
It was getting a little bit squeaky bum time in the placings. We were clinging on to silver just at this point.
Yes, we were. So it was mainly France and Italy, although at one point Sweden looked like they might be possibly going to catch us. Italy had quite a few poles down.
Well,
France.
Italy also, Giovanni Ugolotti had picked up 20 penalties in the arena. So they had been on our tail. That dropped them back down again, and it became a race really between us, Sweden and France, as to who was going to get the silver and the bronze medals.
Okay, and so then that brought us to Oliver Townend, and again going really strong until
they came to the planks, and Cooley Mosclash just didn't jump them. He sort of saw them, went and jumped through them, which meant again one down, and that actually then dropped us briefly to bronze position.
It did. I have to say, watching it in the crowd, there was a massive gasp. And it's not that, obviously, when something like that happens, sometimes you might get the odd, cheer from someone who's perhaps hoping that their rider is going to benefit from someone else's mistake. But there's sometimes you will get a reaction in the crowd where people are clearly, not expecting that to happen with the horse to make that kind of mistake. But the gasp that I experienced round the crowd when that happened was more to do with, I cannot believe that's happened.
Mm.
Is absolute shock that because this is such a top class horse, top class rider, and yes, this wasn't just clipping the top of that as you say those planks. This was
demolishing the fence.
Yeah.
But, I mean, full credit to Oliver. He picked the horse back up and they jumped the rest of the round without any problems at all. So they very much damage limitation there, kept it to an absolute minimum. And I know he was personally very disappointed with it because it did. He'd been in fifth overnight and, knocking on the door of getting into the medals. But obviously having that down scuppered those hopes for him.
It did, yeah. And it's obviously when he comes out of the arena at that very point, Britain had dropped from silver medal position. We'd been overtaken by France until the French rider took to the arena.
Thibaut Vallet. With King de Brea, who is another horse that I love. I'm very fickle in this world. There's so many of these horses that I love. But I do love King de Brea because he's just gorgeous.
I'm always in the market for all these horses that you love. It does come up quite a lot. So Thibaut is now this was a really good demonstration of what we love about sport, and it's the unpredictability element, because when Oliver got off his horse after going round and after picking up those penalties, obviously he was massively disappointed. And he was about to do his interview on the BBC, and Claire Balding said, no, let's wait until the French guy has gone round, because then we'll know whether you've got silver or not, or whether, it stays as it is.
Because this was the thing, the French, to hold on to that silver medal that they'd so recently acquired, they had to jump clear again.
Yes.
It was that tight.
Yes.
And if they had one down, then we would go back up into silver medal position.
And that would be it, because there were no other of our rivals for silver who were going to be jumping after that. It was just the Germans, and they were pretty much secure in gold medal position. So it was going to be silver if he knocked off a pole, which he did, which everyone who's listening to this already knows he did. No point in me trying to build a tension here. It was already going to happen. That poll came down, and that meant that Team GBR won silver.
We did.
Great performance.
We did. And one of the things I liked that Oliver said afterwards was, he said obviously he was disappointed on a personal level about the individual medal, but actually it was the team that was the most important thing, and he was just happy that what had happened in his round had not affected the team, because that was the most important thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So so the headline there is that Team GBR won a silver medal, very creditable performance, and obviously their focus is now going to be fully on Tokyo for next summer. Of course, the eventers had already qualified a place at the Olympics after they won gold at the World Equestrian Games last year. So, yeah, a really, really strong performance from the eventers and brought to an end the European Championships that I think has been pretty successful for Team GBR. Bags of medals in the para dressage. Bit of disappointment in the dressage, although there were some strong performances, particularly from Gareth, our new favourite friend. A bronze medal and a silver medal in the show jumping, as well as qualification for the Tokyo Games, which is what they set out to do. And then added to that, yes, a silver medal for the eventers. I think that's pretty strong.
Yeah, that was a good medal haul. I would take that.
Yeah, that's not a bad return at all. Okay, so I did ask you when we got to the end of Rotterdam, what was your standout? What was your highlight of Rotterdam? And you picked two, including mine. So I'm going to ask you the same for Le Moulin.
Well, I think really you should go first
time. Okay.
So that I can't steal yours.
Okay, that's a good, great idea. I'm glad you did. So I'm going to say my highlight for Le Moulin was Kitty King. And it's not just that she finished seventh, and it's not just that she put in a massive performance. I appreciate that she picked up some penalty points for time penalties in the cross country, but I think she absolutely nailed that cross country. I thought it was just a phenomenal performance from her. But the reason why I'm saying that she's my highlight is I know loads of people will have seen her interview with Claire Balding on the BBC directly afterwards, but I was stood there as it happened, and I was feeling a little bit, you know, lower lip quivering as Kitty was giving her interview to Claire. She was just so human, so natural. So everything was just great about her. So yeah, Kitty is my highlight. What about you?
I think Pippa.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was a big set of shoes that Pippa had to step into to replace Tom and Toledo. But you know, she stepped up admirably. She, you know, said from the start, she was very sort of at the start of the week, she was really worried that people were going to be disappointed in her, because at the end of the day, Myers Hope is not Toledo de Cursey. He, you know, Toledo has got a lot of championship experience and Myers Hope hasn't. He also struggles quite a bit in the dressage, and she was very adamant that she was there just to sort of support the team, and I think she was expecting to be the drop score. She actually wasn't in the end. But she's just brilliant, Pippa. She's such a team player. She's so good at sort of keeping up team spirit and morale, and she's brilliant. And then watching her go around that cross country course was fantastic, and then her face afterwards, she was so happy.
Yeah, and the
thumbs up she was giving as she crossed the line, she was punching the air.
She was
just absolutely delighted.
Actually, that image of her crossing the finishing line, punching there, that is one of the images across all of the both of the championships. That's one that I think we'll be using again and again and again. Just fabulous. Okay, well, that brings our tour diary to a close then, really, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, it's a sense of sadness, obviously, isn't there, Rachel, that this has come to a close?
It has, and also a sense of exhaustion, because
there's definitely a sense of exhaustion. Oh, my God, there's a sense of exhaustion. It's been so long, and we're still in work. Oh, my Lord. But, yes, we are going to... Obviously, we're loving doing these podcasts, so we're going to keep on doing it, and... Have we decided we're going to do one from Burley? That's what we
I think we should next. Definitely do one from
we'll
Burley.
We'll definitely do one from Burley. So it might not appear until towards the end of this week, but we will get you something from Burley. Massive event in the equestrian calendar.
And one of my favourites.
I know you've been looking forward to it. So, yes, we'll bring you that later in the week. Thank you for listening. Leave a review. I know I wasn't going to go away without saying leave a review. 5 stars. Thanks very much. Bye, everyone.
Bye.